I take as a text the closing words of our second lesson, words from the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was in Nazareth, his hometown. We are told that it was his custom, no doubt in keeping with all Jews of that time, to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. If St. Luke is to be believed, then this happened at the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. In the opening verses of his Gospel, St. Luke wrote that, after examining all things closely, he was determined to write an orderly account. Scholars generally interpret this to mean that events recorded by St. Luke are more likely to be in some sort of chronological order, perhaps more so than may be found in other Gospels. At the commencement of the fourth chapter, Jesus had been led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and there he was tempted for 40 days. You know the details of these temptations. In this regard, Luke parallels Mark's Gospel, from which he probably obtained the details. Having fought off Satan, we then read that the devil, when he had finished with him, departed from him until an opportune time. The Authorized Version, the King James Bible, tells us that the devil departed from him for a season. We get from both of these translations a feeling of dread that Satan will be back, and perhaps back with a vengeance. A reading of the various passion narratives only shows how accurate that prediction proved to be. Jesus returned from the wilderness to Galilee to begin his public ministry. Now we have a disparity with Mark's account. Mark records the rejection of Jesus by the people of Nazareth almost at the end of the first year, and maybe only year, of his ministry.